National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Liam O'Connell. The Attorney General has conceded more needs to be done at a legal level to prevent further domestic violence murders. 24 women have been killed at the hands of a current or former partner nationwide so far this year. 28-year-old Molly Ticehurst was allegedly killed by her former boyfriend after he was granted bail for rape and intimidation offences. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says he's already asked the Law Reform Commission to look at changes the justice system could undertake to make the system more robust.
We've got a whole range of measures directed at prevention. I've worked with state and territory attorneys general on principles of coercive control, but we know more needs to be done, and in part it is about men stepping up.
Thousands of people will march in capital cities and regional centres across the country today and tomorrow, demanding an end to gender-based violence. CEO of Full Stop Australia, Karen Bevan, says there's an important role men play in preventing domestic violence incidents.
You know, I really want to say to men who feel sometimes a bit targeted or overwhelmed, like, I'm not that guy, why do I have to change? All I want to say to them is, you are part of this. You can be part of the change, and we need you, and we really want you to join us.
If you or someone you know needs support, you can contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. New roads have been closed off in the Shire of Denmark along the Western Australian south coast as bushfire continues to burn at Watch and Act level. Residents in the districts of Bowbridge, Hazelvale, North Walpole, Tingledale and Trent are being told to leave now if the way is clear. The bushfire is stationary but is not contained or controlled, and authorities are warning of possible flare-ups again later today. An evacuation centre has been set up at the Walpole Sport and Recreation Centre, and firefighters will hold a community meeting at the Walpole Hall at 2 p.m. Overseas, and Ukraine says it will need additional air support to ensure Russian forces don't take further ground in their invasion. Ukraine's president says Russia has already dropped more than 9,000 guided bombs so far this year, and they need weaponry to shoot down planes when they enter their airspace. It comes after the US passed its latest funding package worth around $61 billion to the war-ravaged country. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he's also recently used a meeting with Chinese leadership to warn them off supplying the Russian military.
China's the top supplier of machine tools, microelectronics, nitrocellulose, which is critical to making munitions and rocket propellants, and other dual-use items that Moscow is using to ramp up its defense industrial base, a defense industrial base that is churning out rockets, drones, tanks.
The alleged human trafficker Andrew Tate will face court after a Romanian tribunal ruled a case against him was fit to proceed. Mr. Tate is accused of human trafficking and rape in the country, as well as forming a criminal gang, which he has repeatedly denied online. Mr. Tate's lawyers say they will appeal the decision, extending the preliminary discussion of the case, which has continued for months in Romania's courts. The 37-year-old is expected to face charges along with his brother and two Romanian women. Turning to sport, and in the AFL, the Eagles are hoping to beat the odds again this week after their shock 37-point Western Derby win over Fremantle. The match marked the first time the side had won back-to-back games since 2021, and coach Adam Simpson says they're going all in to ensure they better the Suns tomorrow. The side have been using wet balls at training to simulate the expected humidity and showers on the Gold Coast on Sunday afternoon.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.